Rastax. This person here is saying, it seems as though Mr. Roy Raphael has become the Minister of Transport and Works. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, thank you, Brace.
Good morning.
Hey, morning. Question to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear me, right?
Loud and clear. So can the whole of Barbados.
Listen. Clarity. I believe in mind, I know you're very educated, and clarity means exactly that on the issue that lady has. Mm-hmm. I try to keep here from this program because of I realize that things get turned away and are wrong when you ask a simple question. It's either the bus fare is justifiable or it's in the acts of the law or it's not. I got children too and I want to know. It didn't need to wriggle all around the place and try to get things out of people to see things, but the thing is to get the question answered. And that's all I have to say. And thank you for listening.
No, don't go so fast. I want you to tell me how this is impacting you.
No, I would not do that. Even if it was, I would not. The point is, right, there's some things that are right and there's some things that are wrong. Simple and straight. And if we keep on compromising this kind of stupidity, it can go from bad to worse and it can keep going. We have people in this island that are breaking the laws. But you know what happened? When they go to other situations pertaining to wanting rights, they're getting it. Nobody's looking back at what law was broken before you could come to get the rights for what you want. And that's what's happening in this country. And they don't know what to say about questions that would be asked to me pertaining to impacting me or not. That I don't believe in mind I need to say that. But what I realize is that that is what is going on. People are breaking laws, but then they are ready to go to another part of the court and get their laws justified. No one is checking to see what laws were broken before you can come to me. Because if you have broken laws before, you have no right, no rights as far as I can serve for any other thing to be processed. Until yours is cleared up. I hope you will understand what I'm speaking about because I know you're a journalist. Can I go now?
Sir, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling and contributing.
You're ready. Thank you.
Okay. This is Brad Stacks. Okay. I'm just reading this WhatsApp. And under David Thompson, my road tax went from $600 to $900 in one fell swoop. What is 50 cents? And we're still trying to get Mr. Morris Lee. The call dropped out just now, and so we're still trying to get him. And in the interim, I'll just want to read another WhatsApp before we go back to the phone. Wow, this person here is saying, what we like and what is are two different things. Maybe it should have gone through the ministry, but if they are allowed to raise or adjust their fares within the law, then they don't have to go throughout the ministry. They don't have to go through the ministry. This other one is saying, and this issue is really generating, I'm taking this time to read these things because this is really generating a lot of angst, I must add, from Barbadians. This one is saying, Mr. Man, get him. Right. The minister. Okay. Just let me, Mr. Man, get and make noise with the minister who did this, not the. Right. The person is basically saying that the people are complaining about this whole thing and they're making noise with the minister, but it's not the minister's fault. The fault belongs to that of the PSVs who have done this. And basically that all school children should be able to travel freely on the buses. We finally got hold of Ms. Lee again. Hi, Morris, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Ah, great,
yes,
great.
I am. Good.
Good. You're on the air live? I'm well. I hope the family's good. You're on the air.
Yes.
You're on the air with listening. The whole Barbados is listening. This issue is generating a lot of feedback. And I would just like to get your take on it. Is what the PSV, the decision by the PSV owners to add that 50 cents and now charge $2 to school children, is that move illegal or legal?
Well, as far as I am aware, because I was at a meeting with the minister a few weeks ago, and law is that bus fare is legislated at $2 per person. It has always been so from the time that bus fare went $2. There is no specific law that says that PSBs should be charging $1.50 for the transportation of school children. What the PSBs did, they took a decision to give a concession of 50 cents to school children. And the public that perhaps don't use public service vehicles may not even be aware that infants that go into primary school, the young little infants, there's some PSBs that don't take anything from them at all. However, the PSBs are within their legitimate right to charge $2 for bus fare. So there's nothing legislated that says that PSBs have to carry the school children for $1.50. But what you see manifesting now is essentially a cash crunch that the whole country is experiencing. And the reason why I say that is because in this society, with the limited liquidity that we have as a country, obviously something has to give. The PSBs do not have the benefit, like the transport board, of getting $9 per passenger. The transport board collect $9 in bus fare from every passenger. It's just that the commuter pays $2 in the fare box, and the government pays the other $7. The transport board carry the school children free of cost, and the government pays through the Ministry of Education the other $7 that they normally get. So a lot of discussion is going on about this 50 cents. It is not that we have taken it upon ourselves and carry bus fare to $2 for school children. The bottom line is that it has always been $2, but in the absence of profitability and viability, the PSBs don't really have a lot of flexibility where this is concerned. You have routes that are entirely saturated, and essentially every business in Barbados can carry up the cost of their goods or services overnight when government increases a tax or a levy. The PSBs do not have that luxury to pass on anything because we operate under a legislative framework of bus fares for $2. The NSRL is an enemy that came up on the scene in recent times that further wiped out the liquidity of the business. And I mean, the PSBs have been subsidizing transport in Barbados for eons. And something had to give. There are a lot of operators that essentially find tremendous difficulty in continuing to carry the school children at $1.50. And the $1.50 collection from children for PSB was not any marketing tool. Is that the cost of doing business when we collected 150 years ago, the cost of doing business was a lot less. Right now in Barbados, 1 liter of diesel fuel costs more than the same $2 bus fare that we're collecting. And a lot of people don't pay attention to this thing. It is hard on families. It is hard on parents. But at the same time, we got to face certain realities. You have, as I said, our competitor. You have never heard the transport board make representation for increased bus fare. That's because every time their expenses go up, the government goes to Parliament and legislates some more revenue for them to survive. We do not have that luxury. We don't have that recourse. But I just want the public to know it is not that we have taken it upon ourselves to increase the bus fare to $2. The bus fare was $2 from the beginning. But with all the different taxes and levies that have been put on the business, essentially, you have to recoup that expense from somewhere. So we can't continuously be carrying that burden of carrying the school children for $1.50.
Understood. The thing about it is that people, that you have a lot of people who agree with you, and there are a lot of people who disagree with you. But how would you? How would that is true. How do you respond to some of the people who have called here and they're now talking about the additional hardship it is on them, the fact that they're now paying, they have to pay more to get their school children to school, but their salaries have been frozen for the last 10 years.
But every time the government slap us with a fee, with a levy, with a tax, we have not been complaining. We try to be gracious enough to carry the burden. But as I said, cell phone rates gone up, fuel gone up, bread gone up, tires gone up, everything gone up, insurance gone up. And essentially, I'm saying that at some point, something has to give.
This person here is saying, PSV owners are not doing anything wrong. Speak to the administration that is in power. Get mad with them. Listen to me read this one here for you. Get mad with them. PSVs were doing these people a favor. Bus fare is $2 bottom line. Mr. Price, exactly. If the ministers can get back their 10%, why shouldn't the PSV owners get their 50 cents? Why don't the consumers... Let me just finish it. Why don't the consumers complain when they go to the supermarkets and groceries and they see... price is higher every day. It's not fair at all. Yes, sir. You go right ahead, Mr. Lee.
What I will tell you is that unlike the politicians, the 50 cents that the PSVs are collecting, it is not retroactive. If you get where you're coming from. It started from April this year. In other words, we've been collecting that $1.50 perhaps for over a decade. We're not saying that it going back from a decade. The bottom line is that it starts now, and there are some operators that are still using their discretion. Some of them are still collecting $1.50, but there are others, particularly on the longer route, because you've got to understand that on the shorter route, there are some PSVs that may use as much as $120 in diesel a day. Mm-hmm. There are longer routes that reply for hire that some of those many buses use close to a little over $300 a day in fuel. So the ones that work in the shorter routes may have a little more flexibility to exercise discretion. But at the same time, as I said before, check and see what the cost of 1 liter of fuel. 1 liter of fuel is more than the total bus fare that we are charging. The taxes that we are required to pay, $3,625. To license a bus for a year, and the same transport board that getting $9 in bus fare paying $800 for the same bus. Look at the duty. Transport board can bring a bus duty free. When we get in the port, we're going to pay the control of customs 97.4% in duty that we can't recoup from nowhere. The cost of doing business with PSB is extremely high. The operators have been subsidizing transport for eons. And I'm saying because of the cash crunch in Barbados, because everybody is struggling with revenues that are decreasing because they're paying increased taxes, the burden is going to fall somewhere. And the sooner we recognize that, the better. When it comes to insurance, I heard a gentleman say just now that insurance that the PSV is paying $17,000 and $20,000 and $15,000 to insure a bus, and because of the way that the fellas are driving. I'm saying we don't condone bad behavior on the road in any form or shape, because recklessness does not deserve defense in any way. But what I am saying is that the caller perhaps is not even aware that the associations have been working with the insurance industry, because the insurance industry have essentially put GPS technology on the minibuses that they insure so that they can monitor the way that the vehicles are being driven, if they're going off-road, if they're stopping suddenly, if they're driving at with excessive speed. And once the data is collected, the consumer, which is the owner, gets a benefit once it is seen that the person is working within the parameters that are expected. So there's a whole lot going on, but biggest 50 Cent is concerned is not that Roy Raphael and them get it one morning instead of recharging $2. Essentially, they are legitimately entitled to the $2, but the taxes that the government have been putting on the industry continues to push the industry close to the brink of collapse without the recourse of subsidies that the transport board getting. So the same people that are talking about 50 Cent, why is nobody talking about the $9 that the transport board is getting for moving adults and $7 for moving children? Because they're collecting taxes from Rita to pay for that.
All right, I have one last question, and I really do appreciate you being available for this call. This WhatsApp person here is saying, while you're at it, could you ask Mr. Lee, why is it that the only way the PSV drivers behave is when the police are in the van stands? And also about their uniforms or lack thereof. You want to tackle that one?
I have no difficulty with making a contribution to that. I am saying, I've said this here for several years, year after year, adult people should not have to be walking under the shade of legislation to know how to drive. I made a suggestion to the Ministry of Transport that they should make sure, just that you go to the court to do business, there is a sign outside the court at White Bar telling you, if not appropriately, don't come in here to conduct business. I told the Minister of Transport that the same procedure that the court applies for people coming into the court to do business, you could put a sign on the entrance of the bus stand. If you're coming in there to collect commuters for your daily work, do not enter the government property to apply for hire if you're not properly attired. And the officers would have the right to be able to stop the bus and if they felt properly to get out. I'm saying to you, adult people should be able to operate without supervision. And we should not even have to have legislated something like that because it is responsibility once you are providing a service that you should dress properly. Now, in terms of the bus stand is a place of public business. I believe that there should be a 24-hour presence with the police in the bus stands because it's not just a matter of fellas not behaving good in the bus stand. You can see the records clearly show the impact of violence has even resulted in the loss of life in the bus stand. So there are a lot of things that go on in the bus stand that are not directly related to PSV operations. So that those areas are areas that should be manned by public security, which is the 24/7. When you go into the bus stand, you should see the comfort of into a location where you know that there is public security available because you can have a lot of things happening in the bus stand that don't relate directly to the PSV operation.
All right. Maurice, thank you so very much for calling, and I do appreciate it. I'd like to also tell Barbadians that I was trying to make contact with the minister, and he's in a meeting, but apparently he will be issuing a statement after that meeting on this whole matter. Yes, Maurice. Yes, Maurice.
When the minister is available to address the issue, you can find out from the minister, what does the regulation say about the cost of public travel in Barbados? If what I say to you is incorrect, it is something in the law that says that two children can travel at $1.50, I am willing to publicly apologize, but based on what I read in the regulation, the bus fare was legislated at $2 per person, two children traveling on transport purposes have the luxury of traveling free of cost, along with senior citizens, the physically challenged, and people from the discipline service like the police officers. All right,
Maurice, thank you very much. Rastax. We take a call first, and then we'll go to some of these WhatsApps. I have a lot of WhatsApps here. A lot of you are talking about this PSV issue because a lot of you are very concerned about it. And I understand that. And so we will return to that. But first, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, sir. You are on the air.
Good morning, sir.
Good.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Go ahead with your share with us.
The only thing that has come down is rain. you know, it's raining.
Hailstones, too. Ask the people in Martinique, so hailstones or Gualu. Martinique, hailstones came down yesterday.
Listen, when the government put on 3 cents more on gasoline, people are selling a bread for $5 and want to sell it for $5.60. People are selling different things that put on $1 and $2 and all kind of thing. I remember as a boy, as a big man, a pack of cigarettes was 50 cents. A pack of cigarettes now costs $14. You don't hear anybody complain and call the calling program and say that cigarettes too expensive. A half bottle of rum for $15. But you know how much people don't buy rum now. It's buy brandy, whiskey, and don't quarrel. And you're going to quarrel because you have to pay 50 cents more in bus fare in the minivans. And you could ride your children on the bus for free. That should be an argument.
I think the problem that people have really is, one, there are not enough buses. That's the first problem. And then the additional 50 cents, based on what I'm reading and what I've heard this morning so far, it is because of that additional expense that it's coming out like on a daily basis. And it really matters when you have to pay that additional $4 a day, $10 a week it's going to be. And that's what they're concerned about. And it's just happened too, in the middle of the month. Most people get paid either ending the week or end of the month, you know. Some people are very upset about it.
I can understand. I don't work now because I got a problem with my eyes and glaucoma. I can't story.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Once you want to live long, you get a problem. Mm-hmm. That's the price that comes with it, old age. You can get problems and get certain age of things would happen. But you can't continue quarreling about that. You're going to try and live your life the best way you can. But I mean, it is really hard. Everything you're complaining about, everything, you know, I mean, I didn't say you shouldn't complain. But be reasonable. Minivan drivers got to go through a lot with they take a lot of humps and dumps, and you know what I mean? And they have to charge 50 cents more to catch a bus. I don't see the argument on the program. All you do is go and say, make sure your children get up early enough to catch the bus.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us, sir?
All I would like to say is that I God bless Barbados, and I hope that everything runs good in the elections, and whoever win.
All right, sir. Thank you. I hope it's a peaceful election as well. You're on the air. Good morning. It's 11:28. Remember, at 11:55, we break for the regional roundup. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. That call dropped out. Good morning.
Good morning. Come into the program, please.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Mr. Price. How are you?
I am fine. And what about you?
Not too bad. Listen, I want to run something by you. When's the last time you heard about Enoch Powell and his speech on Rivers of Blood?
Well, that has been in the news a lot recently. I remember back in university, I did a whole study on that boy. But why is it relevant now?
When you say recently, what do you mean?
Well, recently, actually, and if you looked at the Tuesday Nation, there was a picture of Enoch Powell, and it was one of the columns, and the person was writing about the whole Windrush issue.
Right.
Okay. This is a major issue, and yes. I mean, it is reprehensible. It is simply reprehensible what the British government was doing. And you see, and what is important about that issue is that for once, Caribbean nations pulled together and stood up and were counted. They stood together and were counted on this issue. And, you know, the British government made a U-turn. From Miss May wasn't planning to speak to the Commonwealth leaders about the matter, and they made a U-turn. So that shows the power of people. When people get together, how they can make a difference. And I think that is one lesson that everybody in Barbados should have looked at.
Right, but did you hear about it before the Windrush? Before the Windrush,
you mean about Enoch Powell?
Yeah, before. No, I mean, when the last, okay, let me put it this way, because you don't seem to get it. The BBC, right, just a day or two before this came out, were criticized for wanting to actually transmit the entire speech made by Enoch Powell in the Rivers of Blood. Then a couple of days afterwards, this whole thing came out. Mm-hmm. And the excuse for the BBC of wanting to hear the whole thing, because of what's going on in Europe at this point in time, against immigration and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have two thoughts about that. Either the BBC forced the hand of whoever knew about it to come public with it, or they were trying to see when it comes, or they knew it was going to come, and they were trying to gauge whether or not there was still support for it, even down now that Enoch Powell era is over. Because of what's going on in Europe. But the BBC will actually going to hear the entire speech. Because you know the entire speech has never been aired before. It's not been heard. But they wanted to do it. And they were criticized for it. But they gave a reason why they're going to do it. Which is pretty amazing. When is Mr. Murray coming back, Mr. Glenn Murray, you know?
I am not so sure, sir. But I spoke to Glenn at length, I think it was yesterday. Yesterday or the day before. And he's in good voice. And he's recuperating. And hopefully soon he'll be back.
Right, because the reason being that me and Mr. Glenn Murray don't believe in coincidences. Now, let me give you another coincidence. They did a real propaganda work on Mr. Believe or Not, even though a man is dead, Mr. Fidel Castro. Just at the time, the same BBC, just at the time when another president who was not involved in the revolution, who was not a Castro, is about to become the president. They did a real propaganda job. They even alluded and insinuated that Mr. Castro, Mr. Fidel Castro, was a false prophet. And Mr. Murray and myself actually cleared up something on air because neither one of the news agencies in Barbados did it. They wanted to make it look as though Mr. Castro wanted to be that cult of personality, which in fact, I don't know if you remember, he said he does not want anything with his name on it, no monuments, because he does not want to be in the cult of personality. But yeah, they're trying to spin it as though he was, to try to insinuate that he was a false prophet. And guess who they actually used to do it? A small evangelical Christian group is who they interviewed and used that propaganda. My God, you mean to tell me, you know, I said Mr. Castro defeated them even in death. And you mean to tell me, if they even get off a dead man? What kind of people are we really dealing with? Now, let me clue you in something else. I want to start, I'm going to get back to you this year with something. I'm going to give you some precursors to it. I want you to, Mr. John Dennis Johnson, understand this perfectly because he and I speak about rhythm and stuff. But you know something, a lot of people come to think about lyrics and sounds. And we say, well, the lyrics affect the children and stuff like that. You know that?
Yeah.
Right. Now, I'm going to clue you in that Mr. Johnson would know about the rhythm. I want you to punch something. I want you to punch this. Seven chakras. Chakras, seven notes, and you will see rhythm and the psychic points on the body. They also call energy points or spiritual points. Mm-hmm. And I will get back to you, and I will tell you what a Qigong expert actually said on the BBC a year or so ago. You have a good morning.
You too, sir. I just want to read this one for you. You know, we've been aware that there was a hit and run a few weeks back, and the gentleman has now passed on. And this WhatsApp note here is saying, "How can someone so heartless hit a man, never come to say anything? Barbados has changed drastically. This man has a lot of young children who is going to help this woman with her children. The system should help persons like these. I would be delighted if my taxes could help persons like these. if they were used as incentives to fine the person who committed such a heartless act. The system fails when taxpayers feed prisoners, while the victims who would have lost their loved ones, would have to suffer. And the person ends it by saying, can someone call in Scotland Yard to help solve some of these crimes? It is something to think about. Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Sanka.
Yes, good morning, sir.
How are you?
I am well, sir.
Yeah, I just want to raise a few points there pertaining to this increase of the bus fares, right? By the PSVs. Vehicle. I really don't see no.
They make a normalization of the bus fares as it gets an increase.
I don't see. I just heard Mr. Lee, right? Mm-hmm. And anybody that listened to him, I think these conversations should really cease there. These people are private people running a business. It is very hard on them where the taxation is concerned. As far as I understand, I've got some buses. They have some buses over 25 years old, and these people, it's quite hard to maintain the buses. The transport board does get subsidies. They don't get anything. And people got to understand that sometimes you have to make sacrifices, especially when it comes to the education of your children. You got to be able to see where you can cut back to accommodate this extra 50 cents. If it's one child, you know it's $2 a day extra, right? If it's two children, you know it'd be four, whatever the case might be. We got to be able to understand these things and try to live within these our means, and everything really should work out. Now, we got situations in Barbados where the pensioners should be, the old age people should be traveling on the bus free. But they got some areas do not have a bus. So them pensioners still got to pay a PS fee. They don't get in free. You get my point, Sanka?
Totally.
They do not get in free. And these people with these children, I'm not saying that some will not find it a little bit more difficult, but by and large, the majority of people can cut back on something or the other to accommodate this 50 cents that they're talking about. The attitude of the PVS drivers and the conductors and all that is something separate and distinct from what is really happening now. I think what the people really stop, there's a lot of confusion, and realize that the people are running a business. And if they do not run the business, what would happen when we see that we only got 60 transport board buses? What really would happen without the PSV vehicle? An extra 50 cents, I think this shouldn't be the kill count, nothing. And these people, for all the years, I knew it. They didn't have to do it. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to do it. They have to pay for everything, a tab, but they got to pay for everything. Be considerate with these people. Cut something, some expenses somewhere. And let the people get the 50 cents and let life go on. Thanks, right. Mr. Price, man.
All right, sir. And we take this next call. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Grim.
Good morning.
Grim?
Good morning, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, you're on the air. Let's listen to your phone. Go right ahead.
Hi, Sanger?
Yes, it is.
Hi, yeah, I just want to say I want to commend Mr. Lee for coming in on the program and explaining the way he explained it. I think it was very good the way he explained that whole situation. That to me, that's all I really wanted to say today. I thought it was a very good me coming in, right?
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Well, we have, of course, as I said, we have a lot of reaction here. Some people are, this young lady is saying, my question is, how possible is it for Beijing's like enough freeness. This is why we have this government today. I am no D or B or no side or no other side, because all are the same thing in this game. But if the fare is $2, this is the cost that they would have to pay. The ZRs have been suffering and struggling with the cost of $1.50. And she's also going on to make the point that 50 cents is small when you compare it to the lot of money being spent on nails and Remy and outfits every week, makeup and so on. And she's calling for Barbadians to wake up and stop expecting the government to do most of everything. So basically, as far as she's concerned, the PSVs are doing what they should do. This other person here is saying, don't blame the PSV operators. The people should blame the present administration for failing to buy buses with taxpayers' money to transport corporate, basically transport the public. For 10 years, not a bus has been bought, but I heard the minister speaking about the last time buses were bought, dating back from 1997, 2000, 2004, and 2006 being the last time buses were bought. Can we only rely on the BLP to get buses for the traveling public? And this other one here is saying, Mr. Price, I understand, Mr. Lee. However, if there's a liquidity crunch island-wide, wouldn't that also include those whose children take vans? All right, let's just take this call. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Price.
Yes, good morning, sir.
John Kelman.
Hello, Mr. Kelman. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Look, I just want to be...
Mr. Kelman, quickly, yes. Just turn down your radio because they're giving their feedback, so the public most likely will be hearing that as well.
Okay.
Very quickly.
Look.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to be brutally frank with you. It irks me when I hear people saying that the people could deal with they can do this. They don't expect the government to do everything. I don't like that. And I'm going to tell you why. The government hasn't got a single cent. It owns nothing. It is your taxes and mine that they are using. We paid it, and they are duty-bound to provide those things for us. So let us put the blame where it is. It could be B, C, D, E, or G, or X, Y, P. The government spends our money. And therefore, let us stop blaming the lady or the gentleman over there who complained about having to pay the extra thing. And the next thing is this. We know that we have heard that the ministers have forfeited some of their salary to ease the economic squeeze. Hip, hip, hooray, how wonderful. But a time came when they recalled it. If the PSVs offered 50 cents to the populace, then they should have originally been taking the $2 if they find it possible, like the ministers, to call for it now. Why are you making a noise? But the government, what the government can do is this, take some of our money and give them the 50 cents and let the children continue at 150. That is my take. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I feel about it. And I'm open for any assault.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Kelvin. Always a pleasure hearing you. We take this one last call before we go to the regional roundup. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Did you call the program?
You certainly are. You're on live.
Oh, okay.
Go right ahead. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Me?
You're on the air, sir. Go right ahead. Sorry?
That person talking on the air already.
Please turn down your radio. You can't listen to your radio or not. You'll be hearing a little feedback.
Okay. Yeah, all right, on the calling program right now, my name is Peter Scott. I'm Mr. Price.
Yes, you're on live, so you don't have to give me your name, so just go ahead with your submission. Yes.
What I'm saying, the talk that I am hearing about the 50 cents going up on the treasury thing, I think I hear on this program, the minister said that it is illegal, that no your children is to pay only $150. But here on this on your program saying that it is $2 to everybody, but they don't think it was so because it haven't been explained so to the other moderator yesterday. Children should pay 50 cents and big people $2. And I hear people complaining about the thing, but it's hard for children who got children got to go to school, and sometimes they may have got to catch two buses. And I think that 50 cents will hurt the pocket a lot.
So
there's hardly any cutting back you can do.
Sir, do you have any children or grandchildren going to school at this time?
Well, not right now. My grandchildren is saying like 23 now.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't got that expensive, but I will still see for other people's pockets, saying that the time is hard and things ain't easy to come by. Mm-hmm. And 50 cents is a lot of money. All depends on how many children you got.
But sir, you heard Mr. Lee's explanation today.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they have so many expenses and the expenses keep rising.
Yes, yes.
But so do you think it's hard on them as well?
Well, you see what happened is, according to how people think, the government hardly get bus fare because many people don't catch the government buses for you. Although that.
There are not many government buses to catch, sir. There are not many government buses to catch. That's why so many people are using the PSVs.
But when they had buses, and they could get if you could catch get bus fare, the children that people who used to catch buses don't catch the bus. They catch the minibus. So if they catch the minibus, the government lose out, and plus the government workers is halfly responsible for half of that. If you used to check the bus stands, especially the lower bus stand, where the people is to catch the bus to get home. The people that working in running the buses, the waiters, the people get in the minibus and then run buses, and most of those buses run half empty. So how the government going to get money when they ain't making the money? You get it?
I understand what you're saying, but you're looking at it from the perspective of the government. You're not looking at it from the perspective of the minibuses as well.
The whole thing about it is
that if you're going to plan policy or do anything in the country, you have to look at from both sides. You just can't look at it from one side alone so that there can be some sort of compromise.
I agree with that. But and if the government don't make we look upon the government for everything we're saying, it is all money, the tax money, and the government will do this. But if the government don't make money from the public...
You answer this to me. Tell me this then, sir. Since you're looking at it from that perspective, given the costs that are involved, the minibuses are able to keep buses... The minibus people are able to keep 25 and 30-year-old buses on the roads every day through proper maintenance. Yet the transport board is unable to have buses on the road on a daily basis that are even younger. Now, should we be having a discussion now about the whole privatization of the whole transport board system? So in other words, people who are elderly, who are, in other words, pensioners and school children should travel only on transport board buses and then have all the PSVs travel throughout the country and the whole thing privatized. What about that? And then taxpayers will be saved millions of dollars on a yearly basis. What do you think about that?
I don't know if they will save the millions of dollars on a yearly basis because money is a funny thing. It's still got a circus. What I could tell you is that if the public, John Public, was to share things equally, things won't be so. But if John Public decides that, look, we ain't catching the government buses because we ain't getting back with money. We can catch the minibus and they give the children, pack up the children in the minibuses. They find money and they give the minibuses. Come now, the government can't get money to buy minibuses as they feel like, as they would like. like before, or things ain't like before.
Yeah.
How now they can complain?
All right, so we have to take a break here. Thank you very much for your contribution.